Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey everybody, Michael Steele here. So glad you could join us on this very special Make Mine a Double Vice Presidential Pick Edition. Kamala Harris has selected her choice to be her running mate. That is Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who was a dark horse, I guess, for some people. Not so much for some others, but it's a good pick. I think it's a solid pick. A little bit about the governor. He served as a member of Congress for, I believe, about 10 years. He was a family guy, a former football coach who took his team to the state championship for the first time in the school's history. He's a command sergeant major in the Army National Guard who went on to college under the GI Bill to serve his nation. He won his first race in a Republican district representing the needs of farmers and rural America. So this idea that this guy somehow can't connect with Western Pennsylvania is a load of bullshit. And those folks out there, Republican and Democrat, who are pushing up that narrative, just don't know this guy. He is someone I think is going to be much more connected to middle America than perhaps even Josh Shapiro. I think that a lot of folks misread the tea leaves here a little bit. I like Josh and had pegged him as a pick. I liked Mark Kelly, especially, had some good vibes about this particular choice in Tim Walz. But I think a lot of folks are overreading the Pennsylvania play here. It's not that it's not important. Democrats absolutely need Pennsylvania in order to win. But I think this idea that somehow this guy, who is America's dad, who comes off that way, you know, tells, you know, crazy dad jokes from time to time, is willing to go toe-to-toe against adversaries and has a connection to farmland America, to rural America, that he's not going to be able to translate in a state like Pennsylvania. I think people are just sort of whistling crazy right now. Let's see what this ticket does. Clearly, the vice president saw something in him that made her feel very comfortable, that made her feel that on day one, should anything happen to her, God forbid, he could step into the Oval and run the country. And I think those are important attributes for any of these candidates. And I think all of them that she considered probably would fit that bill. But I also believe that this idea that somehow this individual would not, you know, settle out with a lot of Americans is kind of misreading particular tea leaves with respect to what he can do. Is a lifelong Midwesterner who speaks Midwestern, right? And he has a way, I think, you know, to translate that, which he did as a high school teacher. You mean to tell me this guy doesn't know how to talk to young Americans, won't know how to convey sentiments about what their administration would do, but more importantly, what's at stake for the country? You know, Governor Walz and his family struggled for years with fertility challenges. He can speak to those issues as well. So it's not just being pro-choice. It is about being pro-family, wanting to start a family and being unable to do so, and having that conversation on the heels of the Dobbs decision. This is a guy who's been in the fight for a lot of Americans who are long forgotten and whose voices aren't often heard. And I think the Vice President Kamala Harris has made not just a wise choice, but an intriguing one, because already you have Republicans like J.D. Vance out here spewing a more stupid narrative, saying, quote, They will not have picked Shapiro, frankly, because of anti-Semitism in their own caucus, in their own party. The far left doesn't like the fact that he's a Jewish American. That's just stupid. It's race baiting and it's stupid. It has nothing to do with him being Jewish or not being Jewish. It has nothing to do with anything other than the fact that right now J.D. Vance sounds stupid and crazy in that. And, you know, this is the same crew that had they picked Shapiro would have talked about Shapiro being anti-Israel. So you just got to know what you're dealing with here, people, and stop falling for the crazy. You know, the other thing, you know, this idea that somehow this pick is makes this ticket too progressive is another bullshit narrative. If you want to go and play the ideological game, have at it. But at the end of the day, for me, this is a race between Kamala Harris and Tim Walz against a populist, a fake populist, authoritarian oriented dictatorship wannabe ticket of Trump and Vance. Not a complicated scenario, nor picked for me, nor I hope for a lot of Americans. When you look at Tim Walz's record in Congress, the last thing you could say was progressive. You look at his record as governor, feeding kids, that's a progressive idea? Okay. I think there are conservatives who benefited from those school lunch programs and those morning breakfast programs in Minnesota public schools. So I think we just need to be a little bit more smart about throwing around the term and understanding what it is. Yes, does he call himself a progressive? He does. But as he says, if you know, defending a woman's right to decide, make her own choices over what will happen to her body is progressive, AKA, in other words, that's actually more libertarian, but we don't want to get into that. Fine, let's have those debates, but let's not get stuck on stupid in the face of the very imminent threat of Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. I love the setup with the vice presidential picks. I think you've got, you know, the hillbilly allergy against the real hillbilly. And that's going to be fun to watch. So, you know, when it comes to how this plays out, the race has been set, the game's afoot. The convention is next for the Democrats. We'll see what happens there. I suspect they will, you know, do a marvelous tribute to the president, Joe Biden, and then very, very forthrightly hand over this race to Kamala Harris and her now pick for Vice President Tim Walz. Come Labor Day, this race will be one for the ages. And what's at stake is nothing short of how we see ourselves as a nation and which leader is best positioned to take us into the future, either free and an open society or a dictatorship. But, you know, what do I know? You ultimately will make that decision. So, folks, I'm excited for the race ahead of us. I hope you are too. I'm encouraging everyone to go out and get themselves registered to vote if they aren't. And to get engaged in this campaign. You can't afford to sit on the sidelines here. Your choice is stark and clear. The decision is yours as the founders intended. And now you've got to go out, do your homework, be smart, be engaged, and elect the future. In the meanwhile, I'm going to go make mine a double. So I'll see you out on the hustings. Take care.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.